This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
And the Matrix steals the ball to end an overtime bout against the Washington Wizards to end the regular season. And now we can move on to the basketball that we've all been waiting for. The playoffs, baby. Just where is this team going? And I say, we're going to the top. We're going to the tippy top. Find Kelly Olynyk and the Boston Celtics in the first round. Kelly Olynyk, of course, is the brother of Larissa Olynyk, who played Alex Mack on Nickelodeon's Alex Mack. I don't know if that's true or not, but let's say it is. And he's going to be left in a giant puddle like Alex Mack at the end of this series. Look, the Celtics might take a game, but I'm not at all concerned. I think it's the best matchup we could have come up against. And, man, I can't wait. Can't wait for the playoffs to get started. And let's go Cavs. Let's go Cavs.
All right. What a great way to get fired up. Thank you for that, Damon Kamen.
J.R. Smith draining those threes. Kyrie's in the paint. He's scoring with ease. LeBron's going to throw the hammer down, down, down. Love is great, yeah, love is grand. Love is our double-double man. Mozgov keeps that weak stuff out of here. 1, 2, 3, yeah, 23's back. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, the king is back. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, the king is back. Run for your life, the king is here. I'm gonna root for the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers. I'm gonna scream for the Cavaliers, the Cavaliers. I'm gonna yell till my larynx explodes, all for the wine and gold. I'm gonna scream for the Cavaliers, the Cavaliers.
We'll win a championship because the curse doesn't exist, and then they'll have a parade up and down the shoreway, and banners will be hung, freedom bells will be rung, and then all of Cleveland will embrace as they bask in the praise.
Deli Trace, Shumpert plays, Tristan's blocking shots all day, Miller time.
Welcome to episode 16 of Chris Klem's Cavs Cast, the C4 podcast. If you're joining us for the first time, I am Chris Klem, and this is my Cavs Cast. Well, the regular season is over. It's done. It's buried. And what better way to end and bury the regular season than with an appearance by everyone's favorite Cleveland Cavalier, Brendan Haywood. Yes, the zombie himself, Mr. Haywood, the man with the contract. He actually played the entire last 10 minutes of the game and the 5 minutes of overtime. And he even had a hell of a block, looking like there's some life that's left in those legs. And it's good to know that if the stone-faced assassin himself, Kendrick Perkins, goes down and there's an emergency need for a fourth big man to foul somebody in the playoffs, that Brendan Haywood might have what it takes to do it. Speaking of Kendrick Perkins, I really look forward to seeing him this summer in Fantastic Four as the Thing. He looks more like him every day. His face really is like a stone Goliath, and his shoulders are impossibly large. He needs to smile more. I'm not even like in like the sexist way where a guy walks on the street and he's like, smile to look good, baby. I mean, he needs to smile because I'm afraid he's going to grind his teeth to nothingness and eventually started chain reaction in which he falls apart like a bunch of rocks. I'm glad he's on the Cavs, I guess, even though he's dead too. He had a few nifty moves. He had some dunks. But I think the guy, the story of the game, besides Iman Shumpert, the last game of the NBA season when this playoff seeding is done, there's nothing to play for, is basically like the NBA Scrubs Pro Bowl. It's their chance to shine. play a little without playing defense, put them some numbers. Maybe they can come back at a training camp invite. Maybe they'll get a 10-day contract. It's their time to shine. And last night, Matthew Dellavedova took advantage of that, and he shined, baby. He had a double-double, and he had an amazing flying crossbody block off the top rope on Will Bynum, which took him out, and he just popped right back up. He showed great fire. I expected him to play to the crowd like, come on, yeah! Like Ricky the Dragon Steamboat in his prime.
Whoa, yes! What a maneuver!
Although he's more like, I guess, Matty the Kangaroo Dellavedova. The killer koala. Because he's Australian. Okay, that's not good. I apologize. You know, they played an overtime game the last game of the season. I'm sure that's the last thing anybody wanted, but they ended up winning, which, you know, it's great. They beat the Pistons, a traditional rival, another Central Division team. You can't be mad about that. And they won their most games since LeBron was there and the first time. And now that they've won the Central Division, they're moving on to the playoffs, where their first-round opponent, he got what he wanted, man. Wick Grousbeck, he knew what he wanted. He got it. Now, I hope he's happy about it, because the Cavs are going to be playing the Boston Celtics. That's right. The Cavs are going up against the Celtics. You got what you wanted. Now it's put up or shut up time. When you guys get swept in four games, I guess that means you shut up. Right? That's my pick. The pick. Cavs in four. I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, it's the NBA. It's the best league in the world. You know, it's the best players, the best basketball players. Anybody can beat anybody. This isn't the NFL on any given Sunday. This is the NBA. The Cavs have the best player. They got two more guys with something to prove, an all-star. They got a guy who, while I will talk about this later, and J.R. Smith just won the hearts and minds of every Cleveland fan worldwide with his recent article that he wrote at Medium.com. You got it, man. You're playing the Cavs. You're playing the number one guy. And in the words of the legendary Ric Flair, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And I don't think you can beat the man, because you look a lot more like the gambler than you do a member of the Four Horsemen. You look more like Roadblock than you do Arn Anderson. If you were a Four Horsemen, you'd be Steve Mongo McMichaels. That's right. That's how bad you suck, Celtics. That's some grade-A trash talk on this podcast. They're not going to win a game. I'm not going to say, hey, they want to win a game. Like I said, that's my point. It's going to be four games and out, because the Celtics are that bad. I admire they played hard to get in. But when your biggest supporter is Bill Simmons, who's a huge Boston homer, and even he knows you have no chance, it's over. It's just over, man. So there's my playoff preview for round one. The Cavs win. Let's move on. I don't know who they're going to play in round two. It doesn't matter, because they're going to beat anybody that comes in front of them. I don't see a test happening till the finals. Now, come next Thursday, I could look like a huge idiot when the Cavs are down 3-0 to the Celtics because they got major injuries, or, you know, the playoff pressure is so much to take and all the guys on the Cavs haven't played just explode, die of spontaneous human combustion. What if that was the way Kevin Love went out? Everybody's like, yeah, he's going to leave Cleveland. Yeah, he's going to leave Cleveland as a human campfire. In other news, there's three other stories I'm going to get to before we go. Timofey Mozgov threw out the first pitch at a Cleveland Indians game. I'm going to play a little clip from here. Listen very carefully, because you're going to hear Terry Francona say, hell yeah, which makes him even cooler in my eyes than he ever was before.
Nice to meet you, man. Mike.
Nice to meet you, team.
Right. Good luck to y'all, too, in the playoffs,
thank you,
man.
Thank you.
Hope
thank
y'all
you.
Do y'all thing.
Hey, have a good game, guys. Okay, tonight?
Thank you. We'll be rooting y'all on.
I have secret fingers for you guys.
Nice. You like it? I hope.
Hell yeah. I sit, you know where your bench is?
Yes.
I sit two rows back, right, like, I'm like probably from here to Curtis away from you guys.
Tomorrow, looking from you, I guess.
I'll be there tomorrow night.
Nice.
I'll be the ball guy. I'll be there.
On the dirt or on the grass, wherever you want.
All right.
And then one of our players will be there to catch you. All right.
After you throw it, he'll come out, shake your hand, and that's it. You come right back over here.
All right, got you.
Have fun.
There was a lot of people. The first in my all my life, so I was a little bit nervous. Thank you. First time ever.
Yeah, first time.
Thank you, yeah. For the first time, it's not bad. So it feels like, you know, I can't breathe right now.
Me and my Russian brother, Timo, we want to say thank you, fans. Support us this season. This is the beginning. Well, how should we go? Right, Timo?
Yes, right.
Maserati.
Super happy for the Maz God. He's really getting in to American culture. He's playing baseball. He's throwing strikes. He's looking good out there. Maybe he's got a chance to be like the next big unit, a two sports star. I mean, not that Randy Johnson was, but anyways, I'm happy for him. The dude looks like he's enjoying being in Cleveland, and I enjoy having him here. And now, for everybody else's other favorite Cavalier that we got in a midseason trade, not that Iman Shumpert isn't great, but let's face it, the two cult icons on this team have been the Maz God and J.R. Swoosh, because that's their personalities just make them more than what they are. I mean, Timofey Mozgov has a video where he tells people to vote for his teammate Ty Lawson, and because he doesn't know what to say or he has so few English words, he just says at the end, "Don't drink and drive." Right there. You got to respect that. He's looking out for his fans. And considering every NBA arena sells lots of alcohol, maybe he's making a point about how oversaturated American culture is when it comes to alcohol. I highly doubt it because he comes from Russia, which makes America look like a dry country. But, you know, I'm just trying to explain it away. This has been like an entire episode of me making a point that's supposed to be somewhat of a joke. And I'm like, no, let's backpedal. I don't think so. J.R. Smith wrote an article. It's on medium.com. It was linked to on Waiting for Next Year on their Facebook page. I don't know if it's on their actual website, but look up waitingfornextyear.com or look them up on Facebook. They link to it. It's an article that he wrote about what it means for him to be in Cleveland and being on a good team. And I can't explain it. I don't want to explain it. You just got to read it. It's in the guy's own words, and it's not written so well that I don't believe that he doesn't have a ghostwriter. So check it out and make sure to read that and see. You'll be more confident about him on the team. He's already making himself an incredible, incredible Cavaliers legend, and I'm happy they have him. And finally, LeBron James shot back at Kevin Love with the whole Russell Westbrook for MVP thing by saying, so he was asked, who would he vote for MVP? And he said, Kevin Love. Now, that seems like a joke to me, but Jalen Rose on ESPN said this, a proof that he is leaving to go to LA with Rondo. But he said he thinks he's going to get a title first. And you know what? If they get a title this year, I don't care. The trade was worth it. Getting Kevin Love was worth it. Me spending $100 on a jersey was worth it. Whatever. I'll be happy. So the playoffs start Sunday at, I believe, 3 p.m. The Cavs play the Celtics, then Tuesday, then Thursday, then I believe next Saturday, and then the series should be over. This was supposed to be like a big playoff preview, but there's nothing to preview. The Cavs are just that much better. There's no point in even giving the Celtics any sort of justification for being in this series. They're a terrible team. They don't deserve to be in the playoffs, and they're going to get humiliated. But I am going to cover the rest of the NBA series, and sometime this weekend I'm going to come back with my wife, Kristen, famous for her basketball terms, and Chad Weaver, a comedian who is a huge diehard basketball fan, font of knowledge, and they're going to give their picks, and I'm going to give you my pick right now. I believe it is going to be the Cavs versus the Warriors in the finals, and the Cavs are going to beat them. That's it. I am a homer, but I won't change on that now. I really think they're a juggernaut, and they can't be stopped, and I look forward to it. Before we go right now, here's Kristen's basketball term. Check it out.
Now it's time for Kristen's terms.
Get that big stuff out of here.
This episode's term is control dribble. This is a low dribble used when the dribbler is closely guarded. The ball is protected by the dribbler's body, which is between the defensive player and the ball. Matthew Dellavedova often works out of a control dribble. Control dribble.
That will make the highlight reel.
Thanks, Kristen. All right, guys. Check out the NBA playoff preview this weekend. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, iTunes. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell everybody. And let's all do what the Cavs say with their image. You know, they had Rise Up and they had This Is Cleveland. They had all their sayings. Well, guess what? This year, it's all in. And I am definitely all in. All in! Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.